This is the Composer's Datebook for January 18th. I'm John Zeck. Composers, like anybody else, can be quite superstitious about numbers. Gustav Mahler, for example, was reluctant to assign the number 9 to his song cycle symphony Das Lied von der Erde, The Song of the Earth, fearing that work would turn out to be his last. After all, Beethoven and Bruckner had only completed 9 symphonies. Now, ironically, Mahler did go on to write a 9th symphony, but died before he could finish work on his 10th. For the most part, American composers have avoided this problem by rarely, if ever, producing more than 1 or 2 symphonies. Of course, there have been exceptions. On today's date in 1963, the 9th symphony of the American composer Roy Harris had its premiere by the Philadelphia Orchestra, conducted by Eugene Ormandy, who also commissioned the work. Like many of his other symphonies composed during and after the Second World War, Harris's 9th has a patriotic program, and each of its sections bears a subtitle from either the American Constitution or Walt Whitman's Leaves of Grass. This music from the symphony's opening movement is titled We the People. Harris went on to write 13 symphonies in all, although perhaps submitting to a bit of numerological superstition himself, when his symphony number 13, a bicentennial commission, was first performed in Washington, D.C. in 1976, it was billed as his symphony number 14. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.